straight out of the heartland. A voice of the people, by the people, and for the people. This is the Jake Merrick Show. On the new Freedom 96.9.
Good morning, Oklahoma. And you awakened Oklahoma Patriot. Good to be with you this morning. 7:03 a.m., 64 degrees outside. And chance of storms, of course, today, as is typical in springtime in Oklahoma. Personally, the Merrick family, we kind of enjoy it. It adds a little spice to the evening. Of course, stay safe. Watch the clouds. Watch the weather. It'll probably change. But, you know, welcome to springtime in Oklahoma. Looking forward to some more rain. Man, I hope you had a great weekend. We did. Got a lot done. Did a little gardening. Got a little sunshine, some vitamin D. We were just talking before the show started about the all-natural cures compared to the big pharma prescriptions that often cause more complications. But man, vitamin D goes a long way. Getting out in the sun, putting your bare feet in the dirt. I mean, it's good for the soul, but actually good for the body, too. I'm probably going to be talking about that this Thursday on Health Kick Thursday. But did that, got the kids set up for a little overnight tent camping adventure in the backyard. Got to ride some horses. I'm working on my little horse project. Didn't get bucked off, so that was a huge victory. Got to see my taxpayer money fueling rockets towards Israel. That was our money. Actually, that was fueling the drones and the rockets attacking our number one ally. Remember that over $16 billion was given to Iran by Biden. And so when you see these drones, hundreds of drones flying to our number one ally, along with rockets, just know, you're paying for that. Sad but true, we need a regime change here in the U.S. And man, it can't come soon enough. Lots to talk about around the globe, but we're going to keep it focused right here at home with our headlines. Let's get to it.
Headlines from home with Jake Merrick on Freedom 96.9.
All right, we got controversy surrounding proposed rules from the Oklahoma State Department of Education. Going to dig into that and stay tuned because at the bottom of the hour, we have Ryan Walters coming on. So I'll be talking directly to him about the details of these rules and why it's gaining so much controversy. Also, Oklahoma hospitals, they sign an equity pledge. And then I got some bills to watch here in the last leg of our legislative session. It's not over. There's lots to do, lots working on up at the Capitol, so I'm going to bring your attention to a few bills that I believe you need to keep your eye on. First, let's look at this controversy surrounding some proposed rules from the State Department of Education. Man, he's constantly in the spotlight, isn't he? Ryan Walters, but not just Ryan Walters, the State Board of Education, and we're talking about some proposed rules. And so what's at the heart of this controversy? Well, here is Democrat Minority Leader Kay Floyd speaking about these rules proposed by the Oklahoma State Department of Education that they say bypasses legislative process.
But let us be clear. These rules are void, they are unenforceable, and any action taken by the State Department of Education regarding these rules will also be void.
So they're saying, hey, they're dead on arrival. They have no impact. However, Charles McCall, he really emphasized the position of Walters as one who is, get this, elected by the people. And so here's a little comment from House Speaker Charles McCall.
Would the legislature take adverse action against the superintendent, who is an elected official, statewide, I might add, it's going to have to be a high level of failure.
So, at what point does the legislature have to step in? I mean, where are the parameters, the boundaries of State Superintendent Ryan Walters, of the Oklahoma State Department of Education to set their own rules? It's interesting, and we have a contrast here with the OTA, right? So you have an organization that has simply been given free rein. I mean, it looks like they get to set their own agenda. As far as where turnpikes will be built in the state. And then we have, in contrast, the Oklahoma State Department of Education and any attempt to move forward, to make progress in our schools. Well, that's abruptly attacked by those on the left and the middle here in Oklahoma. This is Democrat Senator Carrie Hicks, who she calls this a power grab by Ryan Walters.
We need to stop playing politics. We need to put people first. The legislature should reject Walters' power grab by rejecting his new administrative rules. We are more than halfway through the session, and we still have time to hold him accountable.
Hold him accountable. For doing what? I mean, we have student outcomes improving. We have schools getting off the F list, the failure list. But there seems to be this resistance of doing anything about any kind of sexually explicit material in school libraries. Why? As I've said many times, if it's in one school, in one library, it's a big deal. And so I don't understand the pushback here, except that we just believe different things. We want different things for the children of Oklahoma. Again, Charles McCall talking about the boundaries of the Oklahoma State Department authority.
There certainly is a statute authorizes, but limits agencies and in what type of rules that they can promulgate for the agencies. The legislature always has a check on those rules. We can disallow those rules at any time.
Now, and let me just clarify, I'm not arguing that we should give unrestrained ability to the Oklahoma State Department of Education. I use the comparison to the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority to say, hey, maybe we should bring them into check under the purview of the oversight of the legislature. I mean, I think that's a needed move here in the state. And I do believe the Oklahoma State Department of Education should be under the oversight of the legislature as well. However, what reign do they have? What freedom do they have? This is the point of discussion and contention here. And I think it's a very needed conversation. It's a good conversation. Again, I remind people, always remember, do you want these same rules if your worst enemy is in power? If we have another Joy Hoffmeister leading the Oklahoma State Department of Education, do we want these rules where they are able to unilaterally decide what happens with our public schools without any checks and balances from the legislature? No. We want checks and balances. But I believe there should be a certain measure of authority given to the legislature. And then if I would say, I agree with McCall, what he was just saying, I believe, is saying, hey, we have to give them a certain amount of freedom and reign. And then when it begins to violate law, if there's questions there, then the legislature has a right to come in and check them and bring them back into alignment. And I think that's the way to go forward here. Again, we're going to talk with Ryan Walters here in just a second. I'll be having him on the bottom of the show. We'll get some more details about these rules. What are the rules exactly? Why are they so controversial? What are the limits and boundaries of the Oklahoma State Department of Education? Good morning to Kendra Wesson this morning on our Facebook live stream, a member of the Oklahoma State Board of Education. And, you know, so many great people involved in the board that are doing great things. And so it's interesting that there's so much pushback right now. I got to move on to my next headline because we're going to get some more of those details in just a minute with Ryan Walters himself. But looking here at Oklahoma hospitals proudly signing this pledge for equity. Now, we see what's going on with Boeing. And my question is, do we want doors falling off our hospital? I mean, metaphorically speaking, you know, we have the Oklahoma Hospital Association and 13 Oklahoma hospitals. They signed an equity pledge that suggests hospital leadership hires may be based on demographic data as much as or more often than job qualifications and expertise. Coming to a hospital near you, doctors who are diverse but possibly unqualified. Oh, yeah, that's going to just boost consumer confidence. We can look back to July 2015 when the American Hospital Association, the AHA, launched its Equity Pledge to Act campaign. And as part of this effort, hospital officials are encouraged to sign a pledge promising to increase the, quote, the collection, stratification, and use of race, ethnicity, language preference, and other sociodemographic data, and advance diversity in leadership and governance. Of course, critics warn that such policies, when put into practice, prioritize DEI metrics over providing the best medical care to patients. Yeah, I believe that would be the case here. There is a group called Do No Harm, and they're one of the many that are criticizing this pledge. And their website describes themselves as representing physicians, nurses, medical students, patients, and policymakers focused on keeping identity politics out of medical education, research, and clinical practice. In a post critical of the AHA's equity pledge, officials with Do No Harm said, put it another way, unspecified and unclear data on concepts related to race, gender, and more are influencing hospital functions at these medical institutions. Since this statement is used by the AHA to gauge a hospital's commitment to health equity, it can reasonably be assumed that this variety of DEI is driving medical decisions under the guise of data-informed policies. Now, according to the AHA, 50 state hospital associations have partnered with the AHA on the pledge, including Oklahoma's association. And they report that 13 Oklahoma hospitals and systems, representing 7% of those entities in the state, have signed the pledge. So there's a series of studies. It's done by this group called McKinsey and Company. It was produced in 2015, 18, 20, and 23, so very recent studies. They claim to show statistically significant positive relations between industry-adjusted earnings before interest and taxes, margins, of large public firms and the racial ethnic diversity of their executives. And so is this the priority here in our hospitals, is that we show a larger profit? That if we can get a more diverse medical community employed, then we'll have bigger profits? How about patient outcomes? How about improving the health of those you're claiming to help? I mean, it's a very similar conversation to what we're having in the schools, right? Are we really interested in improving reading scores? Or are we more concerned with helping affirm confused children, developing children, in their gender confusion and delusion? You know, it is upside down and backwards, and we need loud voices of truth. Again, that's why I'm constantly just supporting what I see Dusty. I mean, I saw Dusty Deaver's name on our Facebook live stream. Good morning, Dusty. Ryan Walters. That's why I'm supporting Ryan Walters and Dusty Deaver's. And those like-minded who are simply saying, hey, let's get back to, like, common sense, to God's law, to the Constitution. Yeah, they go hand in hand. It's interesting here. I would say you should ask your doctor and your hospital if they've made this pledge with the American Hospital, so Oklahoma Hospital Association and the American Hospital Association. Is your hospital, is your doctor part of the 13 Oklahoma hospitals that have signed an equity pledge? Very concerning. When we prioritize diversity over truly qualification, just true qualification, then you get things that's happening over in Boeing. And they are going to try to blame it on something else. But this is their mission and agenda, is to make sure that they have equal numbers of blacks and whites, regardless of qualifications. And personally, I don't want to be flying a plane with an unqualified pilot or go to a doctor who is hired because of their race. Let it be based on qualifications. All right. Those are your headlines. Got to give a big shout out to Modus Health this morning. Great partner, sponsor of the show. They use a variety of techniques over in Yukon, Oklahoma. And all of them have one primary goal in mind. Get this: to improve brain function. Yeah, because your brain is actually the chief executive of your nervous system and your spine and all the nerve endings that go out to your organs and limbs. And so they make sure you're adjusted. And when they do that, it actually improves your overall health, including your brain function. I love their focus on the whole person. That's why we go there. That's why my wife goes there on a weekly basis and constantly gets to improve results. So highly recommend Modus Health. Go check them out, modushealth.com. Going to go to a break, but coming back, we have your Market Monday update with Maka McGuire. Stay tuned on the Jake Merrick Show, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Checking out Freedom Traffic on this Monday morning. Couple of problems. Outside shoulder block northbound 35 just south of the Kilpatrick. Also westbound I-40 at Westminster Road. Yukon to downtown 25 minutes. Norman to downtown 28 minutes. Edmond to downtown 22 minutes. And Midwest City to downtown 24 minutes. Just buckle up and drive careful. That is Freedom Traffic.
Inflation, rising interest rates, unrest at home and around the world. Stay up to date and informed by listening to Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
The future of medicine is here at QC Kinetics. QC is the nation's leader in the most exciting revolution in pain management we've seen in decades. It's regenerative medicine. If you're tired of achy joints, if your joint pain is keeping you from doing what you love, you need to call QC Kinetics now. Surgery, steroids, drugs, these are no longer the best options. Regenerative medicine at QC Kinetics is transforming lives with innovative treatments that deliver lasting results. We're talking about natural biologics, using your body's own power to repair and restore damage tissue. QC Kinetics is under the leadership of National Medical Director Dr. Mitchell Scheinkup. Dr. Scheinkup is a pioneer in this field with 20 years of clinical work, tons of research, teaching, publishing. He wants to get you relief with a needle, not a knife. Call QC Kinetics now to learn more about some exciting options. This is a revolutionary approach that can get you long-term relief with no downtime. Call QC Kinetics for a free consultation now. That's 405-900-PAIN. It's 405-900-PAIN. Give them a call today. They're going to help you out with regenerative medicine.
Are you feeling like you need more? More opportunity? More pay? If you have a passion for sales, a creative thinker, and are self-motivated, then this radio station is looking for you. OKC is a highly competitive business market. You'll find out what it's like to be a part of a passionate radio team that loves to help local business owners, that loves music, and loves Oklahoma. Email your resume to jobs@997thewolf.com if you want to make some real money and have fun doing it. Champlin Broadcasting is locally owned and operated and an equal opportunity employer.
The events of the world remind us why we're here with 100,000 watts of freedom. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else, weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m.
I barely scraped by. I worked two jobs. I started in the service industry, very humble beginning, and I worked my way up. And people act like you don't have those same opportunities. It's not a question of whether or not you have the opportunity. It's a question of whether you want to get off your ass and work.
You can hear me every weekday from 2 to 5 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Reminding you that you are government. The Jake Merrick Show, the new Freedom 96.9.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. It is 7:21 a.m., 63 degrees outside, and it is Monday. So let's look at the markets.
This is Market Monday with Jake Merrick on the new Freedom 96.9.
All right, here to help you with your money and investments is Maka McGuire with McGuire Capital. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Jake. Another good Monday morning
yes,
for us.
Yes, sir, man. Hitting the ground running this morning. Tell you what, this whole Iran-Israel issue, obviously it's stealing the headlines over the weekend. It's where everybody was focused. You know, I rarely listen to the news on the weekends. I try to disconnect, spend time with my family. But when things like this happen, it's such a big deal. I had it on, and while we're eating dinner even, I'm listening to, well, actually I shut it down for dinner. Then I turned it back on after dinner and listening to what's happening, because very significant, what's happening in the Middle East, with Iran sending hundreds of drones and rockets to Israel. Of course, 99% of them were stopped. We're waiting for Israel's response. But how is this expected to impact the markets?
You know, it's uncertainty. Uncertainty worries the markets, as it does any of us. And I'm like you. I try to tune out when I can, when I'm off, because it seems like you and me both are on all the time.
Right.
But I was putting up solar panels this weekend on my barn to run my fountains and my water well.
Smart.
And so I did tune out. I was out there working, and I woke up this morning, and it says, my headlines, prelude to World War III. World leaders react to Israel's attack against, or to Iran's attack against Israel. So, Jake, we've got oil has been steadily climbing higher. We've got gold climbing higher. Those are inflation moves. You know, war will obviously be a something we don't want to have happen, especially a full-blown war. So you got to look at everything, though. So then I look at my futures, and sure enough, my futures market this morning are green, which means the market's going to open higher with this headline that we just had.
Wow.
So go figure that. What does that tell you?
Yeah, I mean, it's not really what we were expecting. Not what I was expecting. I was getting messages over the weekend saying, hey, get ready, because this could tank the market, tank crypto, gold and silver. But, you know, just an interesting time here where, you know, we have to kind of expect the unexpected. I'm looking at oil, and it's talking about possibly a highly volatile trading in oil in the upcoming week. Following Iran's decision, obviously, when we look at the Middle East, we think of oil and how this might disrupt the oil market. What do you think about that? Do you think that we should expect an up or a down with oil?
You know, we've had a really solid oil market. I have been following, for example, ExxonMobil has just been hitting the ceiling, just new highs and rocking along there, because any type of conflict, you know, it could be a disruption in oil. And what we've done, as your listeners know, is we were close to being oil independent here in the United States. That's no longer the way it is with the administration that we currently have.
Yeah.
And so we are subject to things like what's going on even more so. So I think oil stays high myself until we see production increase supply. And so I'm looking for oil to stay up. I'm looking for oil to gold to stay up. I'm looking for inflation plays that will protect the client's money while we see, you know, things across the world kind of heat up.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Well, you know, as always, you're on Saturday. You lay out all of the things happening with the market and giving advice and direction for people. How can people get a hold of you if they want to reach out and get some direction as far as their wise investments?
Absolutely. You can reach me, Michael McGuire, at 405-760-5863. Jake, appreciate your show. Love it. And I hope the audience has a great week.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. We'll see you next Monday.
All righty.
All right. Michael McGuire with McGuire Capital. Brought to you, this is Market Monday, is brought to you by McGuire Capital. You need to go check them out. And, you know, I love sitting down with Michael. Easiest guy to talk to. And he'll give you a free copy of his book, Small Ships, Big Ships. And, hey, he likes to help small investors and big investors alike. So give him a call. Go sit down with him. He'll help you out. And McGuireCap.com. Go check him out. All right, I want to look at something that's brought to my attention. You guys reminded me of it, and I appreciate you guys. Dane on Facebook live stream. I did have it on my agenda to bring up if I had time. And looky there, I got a little bit of time here. But been talking about the FISA Act, the reauthorization of the FISA Act that's been in discussion up at the Capitol for a while. I mean, what's going to happen with surveillance here in the United States? There's a fight to keep it alive, and the argument is that we must be able to monitor the chatter from foreign terrorists, those who would like to do harm here in the U.S. However, how has it been abused? And Looking here at this H.R. 7888, it did pass. It did pass the House. It looks like it will go to the Senate. It looks like it was a vote of 273 to 147. And I expect it will clear the Senate with ease. That's my expectation there. However, Congressman Josh Burkeen said, hey, I want to remind you of Benjamin Franklin's quote, those who'd give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. I could not support this two-year reauthorization of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act that continues the status quo of allowing the federal government to unlawfully spy on Americans in violation of our Fourth Amendment rights. I voted in favor of Congressman Andy Biggs' common sense amendment that would require the federal government to get a warrant before conducting searches of American citizens. Unfortunately, this amendment failed on the House floor. So we saw Congressman Josh Burkeen and Congressman Hearn with a nay vote on this Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act reauthorization. And then, of course, Bice, Cole, and Lucas voting for it. So there you go. Now you know how your representatives here in Oklahoma are voting and standing. Very important as we have some up for re-election this year. Will this come into play with their re-election? We'll see. But I stand with and am aligned with Congressman Josh Burkeen and Hearn in their nay-vate vote on this. I simply at this point do not trust our federal government enough to give them the right to surveil Americans. Just don't have that trust and confidence right now. I'd love to know where you stand. Send it to me at jake@freedom969.com. Got more coming up after the break with State Superintendent Ryan Walters. Going to have a frank discussion with him about these rules. They're going to have a big debate this morning in the Rules Committee, so we're going to get to it here in a minute after the break on the Jake Merrick Show, Freedom 96.9.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israel's war cabinet is mulling a response to Iran's massive missile and drone attack over the weekend. Most of the hundreds of drones and missiles were shot from the sky by Israel and its international partners, including the U.S. The Biden administration has already said the U.S. will not participate in an Israeli strike on Iran should the Israelis choose to launch a counterattack. First ever criminal trial of an ex-U.S. president, that of former President Trump, gets underway today in Manhattan with jury selection. One was a Syracuse, New York police officer, the other an Onondaga County sheriff's deputy. They were fatally shot last night during an exchange of gunfire with a gunman who was also shot and killed. It happened at a home in a Syracuse suburb in the town of Salina. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures 224 points higher, NASDAQ futures off 119 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Hard to find agreement on much these days, except here's one thing: how we pay for health care. It's too complex, it's too expensive, it's frustrating. Very few people are happy with it, and some people have genuine moral reservations about some of the stuff they're now forced to pay for. This is why MediShare is so refreshing. Hundreds of thousands of people have joined and are much happier with it. And not just because they're glad to be part of a Christian community that shares with each other, or how it all works so reliably, or the exceptional customer service, or the massive network of providers. With MediShare, you save a substantial amount of money. For 30 years now, members have been saving an average of 50% on their health care, because when you share, you save. And you don't have to sacrifice your values to get real value and something you're much happier with. Call now, 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE, 844-45-BIBLE.
And now the weather.
Here's a look at your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. A cloudy day in general, but it's also going to be windy with highs hitting 76 this afternoon. Severe thunderstorms overnight with torrential downpours, large hail, damaging wind gusts, and even tornadoes have a way to get weather alerts as they are issued. Low dips down to about 62. Sun and clouds for tomorrow, 81. Sunny and blue Wednesday. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine.
Freedom is on the ballot in 2024, and we're right here at the new Freedom 96.9, helping you choose which candidates best represent your values. So listen every day for the latest headlines on the station where freedom is so important. We made it our name, The new Freedom 96.9.
It happens every year, and here we go again. It's Truck Month at Stevens Ford in Enid. Truck Month means even greater Stevens Ford discounts, higher Ford incentives, and lower financing rates. If you've had any thought about trading for a new Ford, this is your chance to make your thoughts reality at a money-saving price. Maverick, Ranger, F-150, Super Duty, cab and chassis, they're all included in this annual event. But at Stevens Ford in Enid, the savings don't stop with trucks, because we put Truck Month savings on every new Ford vehicle in stock. Ford Bronco and Bronco Sport? You bet. They're all included and available. And whatever you do, don't let a low credit score keep you from these savings, because our goal is always 100% credit approval. We never take no for an answer when it comes to getting you approved. Truck Month means greater savings at Stevens Ford and Enid. And remember, we'll beat any deal, and I do mean any deal, regardless, at Stevens Ford and Enid.
Now that spring is here, it's the perfect time to stop by Rocknoll Animal Hospital to get your furry friend updated on vaccinations, chipping, and testing for heartworms. At Rocknoll Animal Hospital, we treat your pets as if they were our very own. We're located at 6715 Southwestern, just north of I-240 in Oklahoma City. Rest assured, we have all your pet's medical and wellness care needs. Make an appointment at 405-634-5700. Our website's rocknoll.com, and like us on Facebook. Rocknoll Animal Hospital, 405-634-5700.
This is Captain Meredith Herman with Oklahoma City Fire Department. Lithium-ion batteries supply power to many kinds of devices, cell phones, laptops, and toys. If not used correctly, these batteries can catch fire or explode. To reduce the risk of fire, always follow manufacturer instructions. Use only the charging cord that came with the device. Do not charge a device on your bed or on a couch, and do not keep charging the device after it's fully charged. Working smoke alarms save lives. Test your smoke alarm monthly. Oklahoma City residents can request free smoke alarms from the Oklahoma City Fire Department. OKC.gov for more information.
Welcome back to the Jake Merrick Show, where truth is the only news on the new Freedom 96.9.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. 7:35 a.m. Looks like it's 63 degrees outside. And, man, the chance of storms later, so be sure to watch those skies. We got the controversial rules Senate meeting at the Senate Rules Committee up at the Capitol today at 10 o'clock, 10 a.m. this morning. And there's going to be a variety of rules looked at today. Of course, Ryan Walters will be stage center. And I got him right here to speak directly to you this morning. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate you. And I want to talk about these rules. Obviously, it's what everybody's talking about right now. And we have those on the left, the Democrats here in the state, have spoken out saying, hey, these need to be stopped. What is so concerning to those on the left about these rules? What's in these rules that are causing them to their hair to bristle?
Which, first of all, I will say, I find that is a great endorsement for these rules, that the left is so mortified by them, and it's become the House and Senate Democrats' number one priority is to kill these rules. Well, here's what we're doing with these rules. First of all, we are going to kill DEI in any K-12 school across the state.
Come on, can you say that again?
Yes, no diversity, equity, and inclusion in Oklahoma schools. Of course, we know this is how the Democrats have pushed their left-wing ideology into the classroom, masquerading it under these terms. And so we want to get rid of that. We want to bring in things like classical learning. One of our rules will bring classical learning to more classrooms across the state so that kids can, what do you know, instead of focusing on books like Gender, Queer, and Flamer, what if we actually read books like The Odyssey? What if we actually did deep dives into American history by reading those great works of literature? So we want more of that across the state. Well, some of the other rules that they are so mortified by are we're going to make it tougher for sexual predators to be in the classroom. If there is inappropriate behavior from teachers online or out there in the public, then we're going to be able to launch investigations into their background in a much faster way with these rules. A few of the other rules that we have, we actually are declaring that our values come from the Constitution and from God, and that's actually the way schools have to understand that that's where our country came from. It's how our state was founded in alignment with the Constitution. So, you know, these are some of the things you can see why the left's losing their mind, because it's actually common sense and what our schools should have been doing a long time ago. And Jake, probably the number one most important one is we passed a rule protecting the minute of silence in school so kids can pray. We need prayer back in school. We need to make sure that that time is protected so that a student wants to pray, they can. And again, Democrats don't want any of these things, and so they're trying to undermine my authority and kill all of these rules in the legislature.
Okay, I want to kind of look at a few of these in more detail. Let's go back to the DEI. Now, we had Governor Stitt have his executive order to end the influence of DEI here in the state concerning our higher education. One of the criticisms about that executive order is that there was no teeth in it, and would it actually do what it was intended to do? There's some that doubt that it's going to have any significant impact in our higher education. Is this rule that is promulgated through the OSDE, is that similar to Stitt's executive order? What are their similarities and differences?
Great question. It is very similar. But the teeth that we have in these rules, and frankly, it's the way with almost all of these rules, is we can use the tool of accreditation to ensure that the rules are being followed. So when we say you can't have diversity, equity, and inclusion, we list out, first of all, you can't have the curriculum. But number two, you can't use it in hiring practices. So you can't say, you know, I'm going to hire this person or that person because of their ethnicity or background there. And then lastly, we say you can't have these positions. So you can't have a position like that either. So what we do is we say, listen, you have to turn over everything that you're doing in your school, as we have officers that go into schools and overlook the curriculum and take a look at everything a school is doing. So we have the ability through accreditation to go in and ensure schools are not doing this. So we actually have an extra layer of teeth with the ability to use accreditation to say, listen, if you're doing any of these things, you could lose your accreditation as a public school.
You know, I covered the story recently about a bill in the Senate concerning DEI, and one of the criticisms was, it's concerning medical professionals being able to opt out of doing a procedure that would violate their moral conscience, and that failed to go through in this very conservative state, surprisingly. And Senator Bullard, he said, you know, one of the arguments against this was that, you know, that a doctor may opt out of it because of racial issues. They may say, hey, I don't want to treat a black patient, so I'm not going to perform this. But he said, that's already covered in law. That's already covered, that if it's found out that a patient was discriminated by according to race, that could be prosecuted already here in the state of Oklahoma. That seems to be the case here in the education sector, is it not? That if a person is not hired based on race, that's already covered, right?
That's right. That's right. I mean, we already have laws in place that protect discrimination based on the color of your skin and employment practices. But what we've seen now is, of course, the left flipped it the other way. And, you know, they started using affirmative action and other tools to say, actually, we're going to discriminate against other types of races by saying we're only going to hire folks that meet these certain quotas and try to match them up that way. So, yeah, I think it's very important that we ensure that, listen, when we're talking about education, look, we're talking about academics with kids. We've been very excited about some of the results we've seen from our school districts this year. We've got a long way to go, but it's a good step in the right direction. But that comes with a focus on academics and getting all of this nonsense out of our education system.
Yes, here with State Superintendent Ryan Walters. Ryan, you mentioned the rule that would declare values coming from the Constitution and God, going to those fundamental first principles. Talk to us more about that. What do these rules specifically say that are so controversial?
Yeah, you know, we quote the Constitution, we quote the Declaration of Independence, we quote the Oklahoma State Constitution, and what we say is, look, these are the foundational documents that the Department of Education is set up upon. And so we always try to provide clarity to the work we're doing and say, listen, you know, we are a government agency that derived our power from constitutions, and the constitutions clearly say where they derive their power from, which is God. And I think it's very, very clear that so much of what I see going on in the country today is we have a misalignment from what the original purpose of the Constitution was. You hear so many on the left that weaponize and lie about the intent of the Constitution. Well, you can see what the intent of the Constitution is from the Declaration of Independence. It is there for a reason. It is there to lay out the course for where we're going to derive governmental powers and how we're going to set up a form of government. So we felt it was very important to put in a foundational document to speak very clearly to the state constitution, the U.S. Constitution, and the Declaration of Independence, or where we derive our powers from. And it's very essential that we understand that, because if you don't understand that, you can get very, very far from what the work is that you should be doing.
Here with State Superintendent Ryan Walters. I totally agree, honestly, and I know that some of the arguments from the left is that you're so fixated on trying to get God in schools and trying to root out this, they call a myth of pornography in our libraries, that you're neglecting your primary responsibility, which is improving academic outcomes. So talk to me about that. And I say yeah. that's what they are saying, this myth of pornography in schools. We know it's a reality. We've seen the pictures. But what have you been doing, or what has the department been doing to improve academic outcomes specifically?
Absolutely. And one of the things that you'll see that, the media hates to cover is the fact that we have a record amount of schools that came off the F list this year. So in the past, last year we had 38 schools come off the F list, and this year we're having 117. And these are the schools that perform in the bottom 5% of the state. Well, how did that happen? Well, what we did was we took a very different approach from my Democrat predecessor. So basically what she told schools on the F list was, here's some money, do with it what you want. There was no clear direction. There was no clear guidance on how they spent the money. The schools would just determine it. Sometimes they would just spend it on little projects. Well, what we did is we came in and we told the schools, if you're on the F list, our goal is to get you off the F list. So here's how we're going to direct you change what you're doing. So we came in, we changed professional development, we gave more resources for teachers, but we gave them very direct feedback. And we got data from these districts every other week, where then we could go in and go, hey, guys, things still aren't improving. What are we doing? Let's try something else. And so we had a very much of a hands-on approach with those districts. If you've seen the work in Tulsa Public Schools, we're very proud of the successes they've had. They've had 12 schools come off the F list. They've seen some incredible academic growth, and we're ready to see how the kids finish the year off there. But we have one of these rules here that we're putting in place to say, listen, if a school district scores below 50% of their kids scoring basic on math and reading, we want to have this more intensive type of work with that district. So first of all, you got to hold them accountable. This isn't good enough. We got to do better. And number two, you work with them to figure out how they make it better. And it's very direct. It's very specific. It's very aggressive too. It's not a 10-year plan. It's not a 5-year plan. It's a, hey, we need to get you off of this F list within a year. And then we got to get you on a trajectory that you guys continue to improve. So that's the work we've been doing. So we've never had more schools come off the F list than this year. We've had the biggest turnaround in Tulsa Public Schools that they've seen in decades. And we're going to keep doing the work of making sure that our kids can read, our kids can do math, and our kids are going to be ready for what life has their way.
Absolutely. Here with State Superintendent Ryan Walters. I'm looking here, Ryan, at Rule 210.25.1-2 called Equal Protection. What is this focusing on?
So the Equal Protection, what that does is this is the Title IX rule, and if you remember, the Biden administration has been coming down the pike saying, we're going to allow boys in the girls' bathrooms, and if you schools don't do it, we're going to take your money from you. So what we've done is we put together a rule that says, look, we are going to absolutely protect women. We're going to absolutely protect Title IX the way that it is set up, but we are not going to allow the Biden administration to redefine what a woman is. So what we're going to continue to do is to protect girls. We're going to protect, the basis for what Title IX was, and we're not going to allow the Federal Department of Education, which frankly, and Jake, you and I have talked about this before, I don't think there should be a Federal Department of Education.
Right.
The Federal Department of Education is causing us all kind of problems, whether it's CRT, DEI. I know a lot of your listeners will remember Common Core. Well, where did that come from? Well, that came from the Federal Department of Education. So you have all of these different initiatives that are always these left-wing pushes into our schools, so much of it come from the Department of Education. So we've tried to strengthen all of our rules to ensure, we're not going to have the Federal Department of Education come in and try to dictate those type of things to us here in the state of Oklahoma.
Here's State Superintendent Ryan Walters. Ryan, what do we do if and when, because it looks like they will advance this amendment, what do we do as a state, and what does the Department of Education do if and when they pass this amendment? Which would, I mean, are we going to simply reject federal funds? Are we going to take a stand and say we're not going to implement this here in Oklahoma? What would be the course of action if this is passed?
So I've been working with about a dozen other states on this one. So the rule, the amendment should come down and be official in October. So it's all moving. It would go into action in October. So what we've done is we've banded together with some of the other most conservative states in the country and said, listen, when this comes down, we are all going to join up and fight back. So it won't just be one state on an island. We'll all be fighting it together. And we're going to be very clear that they do not have the authority to do this. So we're going to challenge them that they cannot jerk back the funds. They cannot weaponize the funds with a bureaucratic rule like this. And so we're going to continue to stand together. But I will tell you, we should be willing to do whatever it takes to protect our kids. And you know, the fact of it is the left is willing to do whatever it takes to control your kids, to own your kids. And we've got to know what time it is. And what time it is time to fight back. It's time to be very clear that we are absolutely not going to back down. We're not going to be intimidated. Our kids are too important. The future of this country is too important. So we will not allow that type of rule to go into effect here in the state of Oklahoma, and nothing's off the table. We are willing to fight back in any way that we can to make sure that that doesn't happen.
Well, it's refreshing to hear. Here with State Superintendent Ryan Walters. Just final question, Ryan. I know you got a busy day ahead of you with this upcoming hearing at the Senate Rules Committee. Do you plan on being there? Will you be part of that discussion, or will you be observing from outside?
You know, we're working to get them the documents they need and answer their questions. So, you know, I think that we have the information of the committee where they can go in and make a good decision there on that, you know. But, you know, I think it's very important that, you know, folks let their senators know that, look, we are a very conservative state. Everything I just listed on the show are amendments and rules that we went around the state. We sought out, we looked for answers, we looked for solutions to the problems facing us. So these are all solutions from Oklahomans that you got a bunch of radical left-wing Democrats that are trying to stop them. And Republicans need to stand firm. And, you know, if we're going to back down to Democrats in the state of Oklahoma, I don't know what we're doing. I mean, that's the reality. These Democrats should have no say in what's going on in public policy in Oklahoma. They have been resoundingly pummeled in every election. And by the way, they've been pummeled even more in the elections that focused around education. The governor and I won overwhelming majorities on the topic of education. So, you know, for the Democrats to go in and try to sabotage that is just outrageous, and the Republicans shouldn't allow them to do it.
I said that was the last thing. You brought up one important thing I got to mention is the upcoming event at Oklahoma State University. It's this Wednesday at 4:30, and you mentioned the victory of Republicans. Well, you had this event. It was scheduled. It was canceled. And I heard the left just roaring, saying, we won. And now it's rescheduled. And so I was happy to see this was back on the calendar, because the left isn't going to intimidate those who stand for righteousness and just cause us to back up into the corner. So I appreciate you, this rescheduling, your boldness to go and speak out at OSU. I know the students there are excited to have you there. I know that many people are planning to go out and hear you speak at Oklahoma State University. Just briefly, tell us a little bit about that upcoming event.
Yeah, no, we're really excited. You know, we've seen, you know, on college campuses have become kind of the nexus for this left-wing ideology. They have really begun to be, you know, these professors in higher ed have been some of the worst at pushing this radical agenda on our kids. And so, hey, we're going to go right into those places so that the college kids can hear directly from, you know, a real conservative and hear what we're doing in education, also a future for the country and what we should be doing in higher ed. And so we're really excited to do that. Yeah, no, I'm absolutely not going to be canceled. That's not going to work on me. And I know that's not going to work on our good conservative students there at OSU either. There are some awesome, awesome students there that are really ready, that are ready to go fight the conservative fight. And we're really excited to go talk to them.
Absolutely. Well, Ryan, I appreciate your time here with Oklahoma State Department Oklahoma State Superintendent Ryan Walters. I appreciate all you're doing for the state. We'll be watching this Rules Committee hearing today. I'm planning on being there later this morning. We'll continue to pray for you as you fight for the state of Oklahoma.
I appreciate this very much, Jake, and appreciate all your work. I appreciate you very much, and thank you for all your listeners as well.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. All right, State Superintendent Ron Walters, we'll keep you updated on what happens at this Rules Committee hearing today at the Senate. And I believe this is something that's critical to the future of our public education here in Oklahoma, so I'll be keeping you updated on that. But first, got to go to a break. We'll wrap it up here after the break on the Jake Merrick Show, Freedom 96.9.
Traffic. We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Couple of issues working on this Monday morning, Highway 33 at State Highway 74. Also, stalled vehicle off-ramp block northbound I-35. That's the off-ramp to eastbound on the Turner Turnpike. And a vehicle fire outside shoulder block eastbound I-40 at 102. That's the McLeod Road exit. Just buckle up and drive careful. That is Freedom Traffic.
In moments like these, stay informed and engaged by listening to Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Did you know that Enid Insurance Agency can get you coverage for accidents, theft, and even roadside assistance? Plus, they offer flexible payment options to fit your budget. And with tax season here, now's the perfect time to use your refund towards a new car and protect it with Enid Insurance Agency. Don't wait until it's too late. Let Enid Insurance Agency take care of you now. Get a quote and start your journey with confidence on the road. Enid Insurance Agency, protecting your new car and your peace of mind. Call today at 580-234-9548.
My name is Paul, and before I came to Nerve Renewal, I couldn't do anything. I could barely walk, I could not sleep, and I could not dance anymore. And my wife and I love to dance, so it was important that I got it fixed. Since coming to Nerve Renewal, I'm able to walk without pain, dance again, and I sleep through the night because I have no more pain. If you have neuropathy and you are in pain, no need for medications, you need to call Nerve Renewal today and schedule your first appointment. Your quality of life will change.
If you're suffering from pain, burning, or numbness due to neuropathy, schedule your consultation with Nerve Renewal now. Our non-invasive treatments are covered by Medicare, VA, and most insurance companies and could have you pain-free within a few short weeks. With 5 convenient locations in OKC, Edmond, Norman, and Midwest City, relief is right around the corner. Call 405-674-4949. That's 405-674-4949. Or visit NerveRenewalNow.com.
Keeping you up to date on events that impact your world. That's our specialty. We're Oklahoma's talk radio. The new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Dan Bongino.
Here's a side-by-side of Joe Biden talking about the word illegal and Donald Trump giving a speech on illegal immigration at a time when illegal immigration is a really big issue for a lot of people.
I shouldn't have used illegal. It's undocumented.
I say he was an illegal alien, and he shouldn't have been in our country, and he never would have been under the Trump policy.
That is what makes or breaks a campaign.
The Dan Bongino Show, weekdays 11 to 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9. Voice of the people, by the people, and for the people. The Jake Merrick Show on the new Freedom 96.9.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. 7:56 a.m., 63 degrees outside. Keep your eye on the skies. Looks like we may have some turbulent weather later in the day. I want to be sure to remind you about an event coming up on April 30th. I had Representative J.J. Humphrey on. And, man, if you missed any of that show or any of the previous shows, you can check out our archive shows at freedom969.com. Also, be sure to download the app, the Freedom 96.9 app, to get a crystal clear signal wherever you go. But this event coming up April 30th is put on by Oklahomans Unite for Change. And you'll have Representative Chris Banning, Representative Humphrey, Senator Jett, Senator Prieto, Senator Bullard, Senator Dahm. Though I'll be there, the focus is DHS, Department of Human Services. And it says, we're uniting to highlight and address concerns regarding the need for oversight and accountability within the Department of Human Services, other agencies, and addressing the need for oversight and accountability in our judicial system. And, of course, the judicial system is in the spotlight as well this legislative session as we attempt to change the JNC process. of appointing judges. Very much needed here in the state. So you probably don't want to miss this event coming up April 30th. I'm going to try to be there myself. It's at the state capitol from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. So 3-hour meeting full of content. I mean, it could go all day. If we want to talk about oversight and accountability in all of the agencies. But, man, DHS and the judicial system definitely needs oversight and accountability, along with our public school system. So, again, let me remind you of this upcoming event at OSU, Oklahoma State University. Ryan Walters will be speaking there. It's the 17th, 4:30 p.m., and TP, Turning Point USA, is putting this on. Going to be a great event hosted by a great organization. We'll hear from Ryan Walters. Like he said, you know, some truly conservative leaders, youth leaders over at Oklahoma State University, and they need to hear from conservative leaders actually doing what they were elected to do in the state. It's always refreshing to see elected officials doing what they said they would do. And I believe that's what Ryan Walters has been doing. Now, I do want to bring your attention also to April 21st, the We Who Wrestle With God tour. He was here in Oklahoma City over the weekend and heard some great reviews about Jordan Peterson. He'll be coming to you guys out in Tulsa at the BOK Center April 21st. And then, of course, the Oklahoma City Marathon, Memorial Marathon is coming, the Run to Remember. If you haven't started training, you might want to start if you're going to join it. But that'll be April 26th through the 28th. And then June 7th through 9th is the Turning Point USA Young Women's Leadership Summit in San Antonio. All right, guys, I so appreciate you tuning in. I want to keep you updated on all things local, everything Oklahoma. And we got more to come this week. We got Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. We got Chris Banning tomorrow, Representative Banning. He'll be on the Jake Merrick Show. I'll see you then. You guys have a great day.
Jake Merrick Show is a product of Freedom 96.9. All content is the property of Champlin Broadcasting. Any use of the broadcast without consent is prohibited.